Intelligent design, an intelligent solution?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, with all the talk about intelligent design in the news these days, people want to know if it should be taught in public schools. What are your thoughts?
Well, Mark, because of the so-called separation of church and state issue in America's public schools, Christians have been looking for ways around it. For example, to allow students to hear the scientific problems with molecules to man evolution, which is wonderful, and to learn of different views of origins. So is teaching intelligent design really the way to accomplish this? Now, while we believe that design arguments can be useful for opening any discussion on origins, we don't recommend that science teachers be mandated to teach an alternative idea like ID. It can actually be counterproductive to require teachers, many of whom are evolutionists, to teach something they totally reject. As we predicted, recent efforts by a school board in Pennsylvania to require science teachers to make their students aware of ID failed in a federal court. The judge ruled it unconstitutional to require public school science teachers to refer to ID as an alternative to evolution. Now, we do believe that public school teachers should be allowed freedom of speech and should be guaranteed the freedom to present critiques of evolution and discuss alternatives.
On our website, AnswersRadio.com, we answer more of your questions regarding the battle over origins. Next time you're in front of your computer, go to AnswersRadio.com.